Santa's History. Welcome and hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, if they held the American Idol competition this time of year, Santa would win every time. He's an old but well-loved character. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Ah, yes, Santa, an ancient familiar part of our holidays, but he seems to be as hot a star now as ever. But how did he get his start?
Well, there was a real St. Nicholas who was a bishop of Asia Minor in the 4th century.
That's Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Efland, who says, yes, St. Nick was real, but even in the study of history, the line between truth and legend can be blurred a bit.
The legend is that he was a patron of children, watched out for children. He's also the patron saint of sailors. And although many different cultures have a Santa Claus figure or have adopted St. Nicholas and the traditions of St. Nicholas, it was the Dutch who really created the Santa Claus that we know in America.
Only this St. Nick evidently didn't have reindeer. He had a donkey, yes. And the kids put their wooden shoes by the fireplace after putting straw in them to feed the donkey, of course. And in return, St. Nick left a little gift in the shoe.
St. Nicholas in Dutch was Sint Niklas.
And when the Dutch came to the New World, to New Amsterdam, they changed the shoes to stockings. After all, you can get a lot more stuff in there. And also, they took Sint Nicholas.
And then they shortened it to Sinterklaas, and that's where Santa Claus comes from in the American English.
And speaking of English, in Puritan England, they rejected the Catholic-oriented St. Nicholas in favor of something else.
And I believe in Father Christmas.
Yes, there was a Father Christmas in England, Papa Noel in France, and other countries had their versions. But in this country, many of these began to sort of come together and were really given life in 1823. In Washington, you better be good. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And Santa's coming to town this week for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.